The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
Hello, hello. Anybody there? Anybody there? Hello, hello, hello. What's going on? Okay, so I do apologize for that little hiccup there. For some reason, I don't think it's going live to Rumble. And I was trying to figure out what that was all about. So I do apologize. But anyways, thank you so much for being here. I'm going to talk about the southern border. The southern border is a major, major problem. So it's just the Democrats, Joe Biden, they're causing this invasion. They're the ones doing this invasion to us. They're the ones that's expediting it. They're the one that's creating the problem that we see in our country right now. Shouldn't be seeing this. So I have a video that I want to share with you, where the invasion is just front and center, attacking military and our Border Patrol agents, just attacking them. Bum rushing is like a mob. They said it was 100 plus of them just attacking the southern border. And I'm like, okay, where's the government state media on this? Government state media says nothing. Government state media is completely silent about it. You know, they may say something just because this is extremely bad. I mean, how can you ignore this? I haven't seen them say anything as of yet, but I'll be honest with you, I don't expect them to say anything. I don't expect the Democrats to say much about this at all, other than they might just say, well, this is only to help the people get in the country because Republicans are trying to prevent them from coming into the country. Republicans are trying to prevent them from fleeing war-stricken locations. But these are men of the fighting age. These are the men of fighting age coming into the country. And we're supposed to be like, this is normal. This is okay. And it's not okay at all. Why is it happening? Why is it that when Governor Abbott, and Governor Abbott is not the greatest, but at least he's attempting to stop this invasion from happening, and they pass a law to where they can arrest these illegals coming in when they're just running around in our country, arrest them and deport them. The Supreme Court. So this is the way I understand it took place. Texas creates a law that they can arrest illegals driving in vehicles, just whatever, committing crimes anywhere, get them and send them back. And then one of the lower courts said, nope, you can't do that. You have to leave them in the country. And then it went to the Supreme Court. I know I'm skipping some stuff here, but then it went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, no, Texas can arrest them because they've already broken the law. They've already violated our laws by coming into the country illegally. The Supreme Court said, yes, you can arrest them. Then appeals court, which I really don't understand how this happened. An appeal court said that the Supreme, basically saying that the Supreme Court got it wrong and they can't arrest illegals that came illegally into the country. I'm still trying to figure that one out. I don't understand it. So now we have this invasion that's taking place right here in the United States of America in Texas. And this is all because of Joe Biden. Joe Biden, the Democrats, they've created and they're helping. They're pushing the invasion. Look at this. This is on Texas, border of Texas. You see all the people running? You see all the people running around? Can y'all see them? They're all running. They're all running to this point right here. Look at this. This just happened today. This should be the biggest story right now. The invasion is happening. And for some reason, I don't see any children. I don't see any women. I see men of the fighting ages. And right now I see 1, 2, 3, 4 look like National Guardsmen. I don't think these are Border Patrol. I think these are National Guard. Right? Per se, a.k.a. military. Not straight up Border Patrol. Because they don't dress like that. There's 4 of them. And look at all of those men of the fighting age. One of these Americans were assaulted by these illegal aliens bum rushing the southern border. Watch this. This is like, I don't even know how to explain this other than calling it what it is. It is straight up an invasion. We're being invaded. And it's Joe Biden's invasion of America. It's the Democrats' invasion of America. Joe Biden and Democrats, they are not for America. And I don't know why there's all these progressives out there thinking that this is good. They're probably not going to even acknowledge this. They probably won't even talk about this. Like, let's pretend like that didn't even happen. Watch. I mean, just look at that. Look at the image. Look at this. This is happening today. This happened today on our southern border here in the United States of America. This is not Israel. This is not Ukraine. This is not Russia. It's not Iran. It's not Iraq. It's right here in the United States of America. That's where this is. That's where this is. Right here in the United States of America, they bum rush. And I don't know if y'all can hear him. He's telling them to get back, get back, get back. Imagine if this little wall wasn't there. Imagine if that wall wasn't there. And I'm looking at this video, I can imagine how the Democrats are saying, oh my goodness, they had a wall. They prevented them from getting in. I can see the Democrats saying that wall needs to come down. And see, it sounds outrageous, right? That Democrats would say such a thing. But that's exactly what is happening. I can see them saying that this wall needs to come down. I never in a million years thought I would see this kind of image happening. And these people aren't running away from, you know, people, a war-stricken country. They're coming in because Joe Biden didn't fly these particular people in, and they want in now. They don't want to wait any longer. They went into the country now, and these are men of the fighting age. Look, let me show it to you one more time. It's a short clip. Look at this. Look at this. I mean, come on. And they stand there and boom, watch. They're trying to push him back. I don't know how well y'all can see it, but they're trying to push him back. They're trying to keep the illegals from getting into the country. And look, there's like 100+ of them. It's not going to happen. This is like what they can do. And this dude right here, he's just standing there watching it all unfold. He's not even running down there to help them. Nothing. I'm like, oh, you just SOL, yo. Dude, you're gone. Look, watch. Look at that. And the other one, look, there's another one walking back and forth. How many more watching this? They got guns. Pull out the guns and aiming at them. These are terrorists coming across the coming across the border. Pick up your rifle and aim it at them. Pop some off in the air. Pop, pop, pop. Get back. But they're not doing that. Why not? I'm not a violent person, but wow. People. Look at this. And look, and then the other guy, look, did y'all see that? Look at this. They start coming in, and the guy that's just standing there watching it all unfold, he's gonna move out the way. He's gonna get out the way. It's almost kind of remind me of the police officers in Uvalde, you know, all the shootings going on, and they refuse to rush in. If my child was in there, you're gonna have to shoot me in the back because I'm going in to get my child. This dude is moving out of the way. He has a rifle. Are they not loaded? Oh, maybe that's what it is. Because, you know, the Biden regime, they want to disarm the police. And at the same time, they want to disarm the military. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they don't have any bullets in there. I think if there's any time where bullets would have been useful, I'm just saying this probably would have been it. Because these aren't women and children. These are men of the fighting ages. And even one of their buddies, one of the military personnel, got assaulted. Look at this. And he gets out the way. You tell them to get back. Again, just imagine had this piece of wall not been there, this fence, this big high gate. Imagine if that wasn't there. And these stupid progressives, these stupid liberals, they still have it in their mind that we don't need to have borders. They still think in the same way. Like, why do we need borders? And they're talking about borders. The reason why they don't want borders is because they were calling President Trump for racist for wanting to have the borders in the first place. Remember? Calling President Trump racist for having borders, wanting to have borders. Well, listen to this one. This is what Jesse Waters talking about this issue where all of these illegals that I just showed you, these right here, all of these illegals bum rushing into the United States of America. And guess what? Here in the United States of America, the Democrats have been screaming about disarming you, the law-abiding citizen. They've been all screaming it. We want to you need to turn in your guns. You need to get rid of the guns, right? You've heard them say that multiple times. They say it just about every single day. We got a gun problem in this country, so we got to get you, the law-abiding citizens, to give up your guns. But guess what? While they're trying to get you to give up your guns, they're arming the illegals. Listen to this.
Now, a liberal judge in Illinois is giving illegals something else. Second Amendment rights. I thought Democrats hated guns. I guess not when they're in the hands of migrants. Even though Congress says it's a federal crime for illegals to own guns, U.S. District Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman, an Obama appointee, ruled that illegal immigrants have just as much of a right to carry as you. Roberto Flores is an illegal who got busted in Chicago with a handgun in 2020. The judge ruled that since Flores doesn't have a record that we know of, he's not a danger to society. But he broke the law at least twice when he came here, and then again when he got the gun. And how did he get the gun? Did he buy it, steal it, borrow it? We don't know. It doesn't say, but it doesn't matter. No matter how he got it, he's breaking the law. Now, why is the judge giving an illegal the benefit of the doubt when millions of us have to navigate through a time-consuming and murky maze of firearm regulations? And more importantly, this seems dangerous. Millions of military-aged illegals crossing the border every day from China, Russia, Syria, Venezuela, hotspots for terror, espionage, and narcotics. We don't know who they are. We don't know their records. We don't know their plans. But they can get Glocks.
Yeah, they can get Glocks. They can get weapons. And he mentioned how the Chinese nationalists coming into the country, right? They're coming into the country. All of these men of the fighting age, but you notice they're coming into the country. They don't have any weapons while they're coming into the country that we can see for the most part. The ones that we do see on camera. They don't have any weapons, right? But China, they purchase all of this land next to military facilities throughout the United States of America. Where do you think the Chinese nationalists are going? Do you think it's possible they're going to these locations next to these military facilities in the United States of America? Where are they going? You notice once they get into the country, you don't hear nothing about them. You don't see nothing. They're not showing up in Chicago. They don't show up in New York. They're not all out in the streets. And there's been thousands of them. Men. Chinese nationalists. You don't ever see anything in the news about them. Nothing once they get into the country. But to remind you again, China purchased a whole bunch of land next to military facilities throughout America. Imagine that. What do you think is happening? The invasion is happening. Joe Biden's America is pushing this invasion. They're going to destroy the country. They're working at it right now because we're going into the 2024 election. Actually, we are in the 2024 election, and they need the chaos. They need the destruction. This is exactly what they want. Y'all just saw the video, this border issue like this. I mean, come on. That should never even happen. And President Trump, what does President Trump say? You know, because, you know, they all try to call President Trump saying that he's racist. President Trump said they're only sending over their rapists and their murderers. Well, that was a true statement. Venezuela and these other nations, they were emptying their prison cells, sending the murderers and the rapists. That's a true statement. They don't want the doctors to leave the country. They don't want their lawyers and physicians and, you know, teachers. They don't want them to leave, scientists. They don't want them to leave the country. They want to get rid of the thugs, the riffraff, send them all to America. And that's exactly what we've been seeing. But listen to what President Trump said, because once he goes back into office, and see, this has the Democrats upset too. Because President Trump is going to have to put his foot down, and they're terrified of it. Watch.
When I'm president, instead of trying to send the state of Texas a restraining order, I will send them reinforcements. They're going to get reinforcements. They're doing a good job. And I'll use all necessary military and law enforcement resources to defend the United States of America. We're going to be very strong. And within moments of my inauguration, we will begin the largest deportation operation in American history. We have no choice. We have no choice.
We have no choice. You heard the man. We have no choice. And the Democrats are trying to say he's racist. He's wanting to deport women and children. Did y'all see any women and children bum rushing the border, invading the border? It's a total invasion. Where are the women and children at? But I'm telling y'all, the Democrats are going to say, my goodness, President Trump, he's racist. All these people, they're leaving, and they're going to probably try to bring up Haiti. Right? They're going to try to bring up Haiti. We don't want them here either, because in Haiti, they're cooking people. There's videos of people on steaks being cooked in Haiti. We don't want them here either. But the Democrats, they do. You know why? Because they love that environment. They love the idea of the turmoil, the chaos. They look at it and they get like this warm, fuzzy feeling on the inside when they see people eating other people and people killing other people and people killing people in the womb. They get a warm, fuzzy feeling about it. It's like, oh, this is so wonderful to them. Death all around them. They like it. Put it this way. If they didn't have the death happening everywhere, they would be sad. They would be upset. So they have to create something because they need to have like they have they other if there's not death happening, they don't feel like there's purpose. Right? They don't feel like there's purpose in their lives. That's the reason why they create the death that we see. I mean, it's just abortions alone. Abortions alone. They create the death. They want the death happening. Same thing with these wars. Why do you think that the Democrats want to continue the war in Ukraine, which we shouldn't be pouring any money into Ukraine? The war would have been over a long time ago had the United States of America never got involved in the first place. But I believe that Joe Biden, along with other corrupt politicians, they have money invested in Ukraine. So every time we send money over to Ukraine, the big guy gets 10% and they get a cut too. And all of these illegals that you see coming into the country, and I played this one before too, I'm going to play it again. All of these illegals coming into country, they're using this as a means to rob you, the American people. I just played the video where Jesse Waters is saying that they're arming these illegals now. Who do you think the illegals are going to start shooting? Who do you think? But let me play this one again. I played this one earlier in the week, but I have to play it again. Watch this.
Have a significant increase in burglaries from organized groups that are outside this country that are coming into the country, and they are targeting high-end residents, and we are addressing that specifically in a task force fashion through multi-agencies.
Lots of these break-ins have been recorded by security cameras in recent years. Detectives tell me many tourist burglars who've been arrested often entered the U.S. through a visa waiver program. Many were visiting from Chile and other South American countries. The LAPD says there have been more than 900 residential burglaries across the city since January. Some of those committed by the tourist burglars who often target luxury homes in the foothills. And some of them may be using new technology to interfere with home security. Just last week, the LAPD's Wilshire station sent out this alert that Wi-Fi jammers had been used to block camera and alarm signals during some recent break-ins.
Some sort of device by burglars that actually deaden, kill, or stop Wi-Fi from operating.
The immediate fix for these home alarm systems is to hardwire them. Where you plug those systems directly into your Ethernet in the wall and not use your Wi-Fi internally.
Choi says he's not sure if the tourist burglars have been using these devices, but the I-team has learned jammers and drones have been found by officers in Beverly Hills and other nearby cities. Last year, burglars were caught staking out homes in Orange County while wearing a camouflage suit like this, similar to ghillie suits worn by military snipers. And it's not just a California story. Police in Scottsdale, Arizona announced today the arrests of a trio of suspected residential burglars, all in the U.S. on the visa waiver program and suspected of being part of a wide-ranging criminal organization.
These are Chilean burglary crews that are coming to the United States on the visa waiver program.
So once they get in the country, it's like, oh, well. And they're hitting. And I think the only reason why they even talked about that story hit the news is because they're hitting these million-dollar homes in California. I mean, if they were hitting the hood, you know, nothing to see here. Or if they were hitting rural residential areas with white people only, they wouldn't say anything there.
And well, you know, we previously reported that it was happening in Arizona, like they said.
Yep.
Happening in New York.
Yep.
Right? And isn't it funny how time and time again, these people are being reported as to being part of Biden's parole pardon.
They're here because of Biden.
Or because of Biden's waiver, right? These people aren't even just coming across the border. These are people that Biden is literally picking up and bringing here.
They're here because of Biden.
It's maddening. It is so maddening.
They're here because of Biden.
Yeah.
They're here because of the Democrats. Straight up. Hey, let me say thank you to Rainbow for that Rumble rant. Thank you so much for that Rumble rant. These people are blatantly evil. And look, let me just be straight up with you. I've told people multiple times that you can expect something to happen. Like, I played the video in the beginning tonight where they showed all of these illegals coming into the country. I mean, the bum rushing. They actually hurt the personnel on the border. But there's going to be no sympathy for the personnel on the southern border. They're going to be like, well, maybe you should have got out the way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what's happening here? I mean, this invasion that's happening is to blatantly destroy this country. And the fact that I'm saying the daggone words is highly disturbing. I shouldn't be able to come on here and say that. That we actually have the federal government in the United States of America working with the NGOs to have this invasion happen. And there's multiple reasons why they want the invasion to happen. I've talked about it multiple times. And the first reason is because if they can't get any of these illegals to vote, they're going to get them to vote. But they know most states are not going to allow that to happen. I mean, it is what it is. But the Democrats, they're going to try. But see, the Democrats, they think about it like, oh, well, while the Republicans, all the MAGA Republicans, they're talking about illegals voting. They're like, well, if we get some to vote, then so be it. But by and large, we're not going to be able to get them to vote. So what's the next best thing for the Democrats? And I mentioned it before, it's the Electoral College. And with the Electoral College, they just count bodies. So if you can bring in an extra 2 million, 3 million, 4 million people in California, the Electoral College goes up in California. Guess where all of those electoral votes go to? You do the same thing in Chicago. Flood the location, flood Chicago with all of these illegal immigrants. They just go out and count bodies. The electoral votes go up. You see what's happening here? They don't care about the popular vote. They tried to get rid of the Electoral College. The Democrats tried to get rid of it, but it's unconstitutional. They even had some states join in removing the Electoral College after the election of 2020. Because they're talking about Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. She should be president. Y'all remember that? But because of the Electoral College, President Trump won the election. So now, since they can't get rid of the Electoral College, hey, we'll just send them all, a whole bunch, millions of people to New York. New York is a blue state. Chicago's a blue state. California's a blue state. Colorado's a blue state. Oh, guess what? We send more people there to get more electoral votes. The numbers goes up. You understand what's happening here? And all they do is count bodies. And for the Democrats, like I mentioned before, I don't even think they care if the bodies are even warm any longer. Just long as it's a body that they can count. Count all the ones in the morgue. As long as we can count a body, they'll be perfectly fine with it. This is a terrible time. It is a terrible time. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. We're going to have to endure. Now, like I told y'all, I believe something's going to happen. If I knew what that was, I would scream it from the rooftop and say, hey, we got to get ahead of this right here, right here. It's right here. This is what they're doing. This is what they're going to do. Cause destruction in this country before the November election. I don't know what that is. Now, and at the same time, I don't want to be right. I pray that I'm not right, but I have a strong feeling that because they see all of the support for President Trump, all the support coming in for President Trump, because they see that something is going to happen between now and November. Let me share one with you. Let me share something with you where they're upset. The reason why, part of the reason why I believe that they're going to do something. Right? Because this one here, this also has something to do with the immigration problem that we're seeing. And this is on the Communist News Network. I talk about this on my show on LFA TV and Culture Wars. And watch this, because Anderson Cooper, he's just sitting there and he's kind of like sitting there in disgust of what the gentleman sitting next to him is telling him. He doesn't like it. because it's a complete favor of President Trump. The poll numbers for President Trump are going through the roof. Watch this.
Now, you might think, you know, that Hispanic voters might be the types of folks who would have a backlash against Donald Trump's remarks, right?
You see that? Hispanics should have a backlash against President Trump remarks. You know what it is? The Hispanics aren't stupid. Hispanics are not stupid. They've seen right through it. The Communist News Network, MSDNC, the entire Alphabet Network soup group, they constantly lie to everybody, Hispanics, black people, white people. They don't care who they're lying to. But most cases, in this case, they're lying to the Hispanics. And now they're upset because the Hispanics are not buying into the lies. You heard them. Listen carefully. Listen to them right here.
You might think, you know, that Hispanic voters might be the types of folks who would have a backlash against Donald Trump's remarks, right?
For his remarks. What did President Trump say about Hispanics that are so bad? What did he say?
They're not sending their best.
They weren't.
And they're not.
They weren't. They were emptying the prison cells. That's who they were sending.
Still are. Venezuela is sending them and says, I'm not taking them back.
100%. Now listen to the rest of this. Because Anderson Cooper is disgusted by what he's saying. Watch.
Ain't the case. If you ask Hispanic voters, who do they trust more on border security and immigration? Overwhelmingly, they trust Donald Trump more by a tremendous margin. Look at that, 49% to 24%. And that is in line with what we're seeing in the polls in general amongst Hispanics, right?
Look at that. And I've been saying this all day, too. I don't even trust those numbers. I think the numbers for the support for President Trump is through the roof. But they're not going to be able to put that on there because then, I mean, that's just too much. Putting the absolute truth out there, that's just too much. And Joe Biden, I believe Joe Biden in single digits. I really believe that. How many of y'all believe it? I'm looking in the comments right now. Do you think Joe Biden has 24% of the Hispanic vote? What do y'all think? Yes or no? Just yes or no in the comments. I do look in the comments. Yes or no? Does Joe Biden have 24%, or do you think it's lower? I think it's lower. Do you think it's higher or lower? Type that in. Higher or lower? Higher or lower? What do you think? Put it in the comments. Listen to the rest of this.
Joe Biden won them overwhelmingly back in 2021 and by over 20 percentage points. Democrats normally carry them overwhelmingly. If you look at the polling right now, and an average of polling amongst Hispanic voters, who do they choose in the ballot test? It's barely Biden by about 2 points. It would be the smallest margin for any Democratic candidate among Hispanic voters basically throughout history since we started polling the gosh darn thing. So the fact is at this point.
Did you hear him? Ever since they started polling the gosh darn thing. Like, he's upset about it. Listen.
Basically throughout history since we started polling the gosh darn thing. So the fact is at this point, there's no backlash. And at this point, I don't see one coming.
They're not happy. The Democrats are not happy with you Latinos. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, Will.
How do you feel about that?
Isn't it crazy that we're actually, even these people, their pollsters, they're sitting here going, what is happening? They're saying they've never seen this before. And Will, the same college that you just, that he was just talking about, the Siena College Research Institute, look at this. It says that.
I can't show it because you don't have it set up where I can put it on the screen.
Oh.
I will show everyone what you're talking about.
Oh, that's interesting.
But yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. It's pretty ridiculous.
Okay, you don't have
to set it up. You want to get it up? You want to set it up? You want to put it? Oh, okay.
But it's saying, listen to this. It basically, one of the polls is saying that Biden's policies hurt them personally and Trump's policies helped them. And they did another poll, Will, that said if there was an election today, Trump would get 48% and Biden would get 44%.
And it's probably even higher for Trump. I mean, they're I can't imagine. But then again, look, I could be wrong on that.
I could be wrong on that
because the only reason why I'm saying that, because there's still a lot of people out there that's believing the BS. I mean, there's a great deal of people.
Yeah,
still buying into the BS.
Yeah.
Great deal. Talking about buying into the BS, let me share this one with you. And I was talking about this earlier on my other shows. And my producer, she noticed something while we were watching this. Look at the headline down at the bottom of this. Now, let me play it while you're reading that. And watch the numbers that they put on the screen. It's like they have to put this down at the bottom. Biden in Hispanic voters outreach, right? It says Trump despises Latinos. When, really? Can you show us a video where President Trump despises Latinos? Them just making a statement like this. Really? Where'd they get that from? Watch this.
I want to show you this New York Times Siena College poll that found that both Black and Hispanic voters say that Donald Trump's policies have helped them more than Joe Biden's policies by pretty wide margins, especially when you look at Hispanic voters. Is that alarming to you that nothing that the Biden campaign has said or done to this point has brought that at least closer than it is right now in this polling?
Let me stop it really quick. So look at this. She's asking Hakeem Jeffries about the 26% for Joe Biden, which I believe that number is higher as well. And it says 17% for Joe Biden, which I believe that number is lower. And then for the Hispanics, 37%. That's that's tremendous. And then 15% for Joe Biden, which, again, I still think that 37% is low in support for President Trump. And that 15% for Biden is high. That's just my personal opinion, right? But they have these numbers up here showing that Black people and Hispanic people are supporting President Trump over Joe Biden, and they still got the caption below. They still got that caption below. You can't make that up. I mean, you can't make that up. Trump despises Latinos when the Latinos are supporting Trump. Come on. The only reason why they put that nonsense out there is to get people, Hispanic people, to go, oh, Trump despises us. Really? Again, I told y'all, Hispanics are not stupid. Hispanics are not stupid. They're not going to buy this crap. I mean, how do they put that in the caption? Who typed that in there? Who typed that in
there? I mean, it jumped out to me because I'm like, and it's a false statement.
It is a false statement. I mean, come on. Hispanics, they're supporting President Trump more in the poll that they have, and they put the caption in there, Trump despises Latinos.
Look how they parentheses it. Like he said, despises them.
Yeah. What? Like, oh, he despises them. I mean, what? My goodness, people.
Yeah.
My goodness. Okay. So listen to Hakeem Jeffries' response. Watch this.
The Biden administration has an incredible track record of support and making sure that it is working at all times to build an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, as opposed to the top down.
Opposed from the top down. Okay, what does that got to do with Hispanics supporting President Trump because they're not buying it? What does that got to do with Black people supporting President Trump because they're not buying it? They're not buying it at all. People are no longer buying the BS from the Democrats. And you know what? We have to give credit where credit is due. You know, right now I'm live on Rumble, and I want to thank everyone for being here on Rumble. And I'm also live on X. I'm also live on X as well. Thank you so much. I'm live on X. And because of Rumble and because of X, because of Elon Musk purchasing X, that's the reason why the government state media doesn't have control over people any longer. And that's part of the reason why they did the whole thing with TikTok, wanting to ban TikTok per se, because they want to be able to stop any social media platform from allowing information to be spread freely. That's what that's about. That's not just the Democrats are not in support of banning TikTok because of China. They don't care about that. They're in cahoots with China. They're completely fine with China getting our data. They have no issues on it. If they actually had issues with it, they would be going after Mark Zuckerberg sharing all the data with China. But they're not doing that. They're doing it for the purpose because Elon Musk purchased X or Twitter. Now X. And he's allowing people to get on there and say what they want to say. Of course, you can't go in there and, you know, ask for someone to be, you know, physically harmed and stuff like that. Some liberals do, though, especially if they have these trainee lifestyles. They're on there calling for harm for people. There's Black females on there calling harm on white people. But it's still happening. But because he's allowing people to say stuff, and on Rumble, I get to say what I want to say on Rumble. Right. Permitting I'm not doing anything calling for someone to be, you know, cause crime, criminal. Et cetera, et cetera. But because my point in this is because social media, these two companies, Rumble and X, and of course, True Social, and Getter. Okay, I can't leave those out. But because you have them, but the two major ones are Rumble right now. It is what it is, Rumble and X. Because of those platforms, millions upon millions of people are getting the truth. And the government state media, they're all upset about it. They're all upset about it. Yeah, I'm looking in the chat and Dan says they won't stop with just TikTok. No, TikTok is just a means to an end. And all of these people that, you know, all these leftists that were on TikTok and they were happy that we were getting banned on Fascist Book and YouTube and et cetera, they were all happy with us getting banned on and then come to find out that they're probably going to lose everything on TikTok. Like TikTok is going to get banned because they're wanting TikTok to sell to someone in America. And the company has already said that they're not going to do that because they're going to, I mean, they don't want to do that. They can stand to make more money. They can stand to make more money by keeping the platform. And TikTok, the difference between TikTok in China and TikTok in the U.S. Did you know TikTok in China? Let me put it like this. TikTok in China, you get fruits and vegetables. You get healthy products. You get healthy substance. In America, you get trash. And they keep pushing all the trash in TikTok. I mean, it's just beyond belief, trash. All the perversion, everything gets pushed in TikTok in the United States of America. But in China, it's all educational. It's all about fruits and vegetables, everything nice. They don't allow all that woke crap. They don't. They're not allowing that woke crap to show up in China. But it shows up in the United States of America. And they're purposely doing it to destroy the country. And again, all the wokeism, Joe Biden was using TikTok. He was using influencers on TikTok to get the youth to support him. They don't want TikTok to go away. They just want to be able to control it. Along with X and Rumble and True Social and Getter. Any platform, especially going into the 2024 election. That's their main goal. Let me play this one from my good buddy, Ben Burkwam. Ben Burkwam goes to Chicago and he talks to a black male that's there talking about the situation, what the Democrats have been doing. And of course, he talks about pretty much President Trump too. Watch.
Well, what we did was we went out with a team. We went to the north side, the west side, south side, stopped in different polling places. And there were so many violations. We witnessed at 6 o'clock in the morning that it's a Democratic judge that's acting as a Republican judge just for the day. We also witnessed ballots not being out accessible to Republicans. And when we questioned about it, they said, well, you have to ask for it. There were so many other things, like the machines were breaking down, printers were bad. They was calling technicians in the middle of the day to do fix the machines. The ballots that we got a lady that was trying to put a ballot through. They told her that the machine was broke and they would put the ballot through later and they put it in a box. But after they saw us there asking questions, they, you know, made the machine work. So the ground game is going to be important. If there's going to be a fair election, so I understand personally now what happened in Arizona because I'm seeing it right here in Chicago. But if the Republicans don't want to win this election, it's going to have to be the ground game. We have to have people in these places to hold them accountable because if we don't, another election will be stolen in 2024. And that's what the Democrats are doing, illegal things at the polls to steal, kill votes.
And look at that picture right there. Right there. And I think there's only a guy in the background. From what I can tell, it's the only white guy other than Ben in this picture. But there's 1, 2, 3, 4 black guys in this image right here. And none of them are disagreeing with the black guy, what he's saying. This is Chicago. This is powerful. And of course, they don't like to see this image. They don't like to hear what he's saying. more and more black people, Hispanic people, white people, Asian people have had it with the Democrat Party. They have had it. Absolutely had it. Okay, so check it out, everybody. So tomorrow is Friday. And I'm gonna give it a try tomorrow. We'll see what's going to happen. But
take calls.
Tomorrow I'm going to take phone calls.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I'm going to open up the phone line.
Yep.
And because we're on X and we're on Rumble, you can call in and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. I just ask that, you know, just if you would, you know, keep it PG-13. You know, you can say what you want to say. you know, we get these trolls to call in sometimes and, you know, they'd be real nasty. And I don't have to talk to them. But I just ask if you want to have your voice heard, have a civil conversation. I really would like that. So maybe, just maybe, because we're live on X, because there's a lot of people on X that doesn't like Will Johnson. They don't. They can't stand me. So it'll be a great time for them to call in to the show tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central. Give me a call tomorrow.
Yeah, we need entertainment.
Huh?
We need entertainment. Trolls, go ahead. Plan on calling in.
I get on there a lot of times, and sometimes I go back and forth with people online, especially on X, and, you know, they say nasty stuff to me, but I don't say anything. I don't curse at them or anything like that. And we go back and forth. Sometimes they don't even say nasty words. They just go back and forth, and we kind of have somewhat of a debate, right? And then sometimes they do get nasty, and I ask them, I go, look, why don't you come on my broadcast and let's have this discussion? You know what they do every time?
Yeah, they don't talk to you anymore.
No, it's like crickets. I mean, they can come on. We can split screen it. I'll be right here. They'll be right there, whatever. Right? And we can have this conversation. I think it would be good. If you disagree with me, let's do it.
Yeah,
you know what? That's one of the biggest problems right now, because we can't talk to one another. We can't talk to one another. So all of these elitists on Capitol Hill and in the world globalists, they want you and I fighting with one another. Mm. We not even have a civil conversation. And I'm all for it. I'm not saying that I know everything, and I know you don't know everything, but so let's have the conversation. You can even call in and try to set me straight. But if you want to come on screen, on camera with me, hey, you can be at the comfort of your own home and we can have the conversation. You can always disconnect when you're ready. All right, everybody. With that said, I want to thank you so much. Oh, don't forget, tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central, I will be taking your phone calls. So make sure you tune in for that. God bless, everybody. See you tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central. Good night.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C. Astareal astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity. forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.